WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, I am Lightning's Girl, and this is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Just to save myself the long breath of air that is the name of that record, I'm probably just going to call it Ziggy Stardust to make things a little easier. And tonight, I am celebrating the 40th anniversary of this record. It came out in 1972. It is a concept album by David Bowie. I'm going to describe a little bit about how the transition from David Jones was his birth name, to Ziggy Stardust, and how he transitioned out of Ziggy Stardust. And I think there are a couple lessons I learned. One, it was kind of nice to know that this character really was through a lot of trial and errors. Ziggy Stardust, it seems like such an iconic, cool, always around, always existed kind of thing, and it really wasn't. It took him a long time, a lot of kind of comical, clumsy mistakes to reach the poignant character that became Ziggy Stardust. And then to think that it really only was around for a year, and then he sort of transitioned into the next thing, and using the name David Bowie. So I thought, you know, if it's the 40th anniversary of this release, it would be really, really nice to investigate how this character came to be. And I'm going to start with his early, early influences, play some of his early projects that helped sort of sharpen his theatrical skills on the way to building Ziggy Stardust. And behind me right now is Clockwork Orange, one of the most important influences to the building blocks of what was cool during that time period was the visuals to Clockwork Orange. Certainly the costuming were all sort of built in and inspired by Clockwork Orange. So without further ado, let's get to some music. And I think people might be a little bit surprised about how non-traditional cool some of his earliest influences are. And one that comes up time and time again and doesn't necessarily translate in the obvious sense now, but Jacques Brel, for all of his sort of very theatrical, emotional stylings, the song Amsterdam, which was also covered by Scott Walker, and David Bowie actually almost put a version of that on the Ziggy Stardust album and pulled it. So it seemed appropriate to start with Jacques Brel, and then I'll go back and explain the rest of the set after that. This is Cause and Effect, all about the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a les marins qui chantent, les rêves qui les hantent au large d'Amsterdam. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a les marins qui dorment comme des oriflammes le long des berges mortes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui meurent, pleins de pierres et de drames, aux premières lueurs. Mais dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui naissent, dans la chaleur épaisse des longueurs océanes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui mangent sur des nappes trop blanches, des poissons ruisselants, ils vous montrent des dents à croquer la fortune, à décroisser la lune, à bouffer des haubans. Et ça sent la morue jusque dans le cœur des frites que leurs grosses mains invitent à revenir en pluie. Puis se lèvent tout riant dans un bruit de tempête, referment leurs braguettes et sortent en rotant. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui dansent en se frottant la panse sur la panse des femmes. Ils tournent et ils dansent comme des soleils
arraché dans le son déchiré d'un accordéon France. Ils se tordent le cou pour mieux s'entendre rire jusqu'à ce que tout à coup l'accordéon expire. Alors le geste grave, alors le regard fier, ils ramènent leur batave jusqu'en pleine lumière. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui boivent, et qui boivent et reboivent, et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé des putains d'Amsterdam, d'Hambourg ou d'ailleurs. Enfin, ils boivent aux dames qui leur donnent leur joli corps, qui leur donnent leur vertu pour une pièce en or. Et quand ils ont bien bu, se plantent le nez au ciel, se mouchent dans les étoiles, et ils pissent comme je pleure sur les femmes infidèles dans le port de l'Amsterdam, dans le port de l'Amsterdam.
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? What kind of eyes are these that could not see what could be seen by everybody else but me? What kind of clown am I? What do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love till I don't give a damn? And maybe then I'll know what.
I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll till the broad daylight, because I'm ready. So you better come and go with me. We're gonna rock and roll till tomorrow about free. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter cause I can't read. Don't be long cause I be gone. We're gonna rock and roll long night long. Cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow night. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter cause I can't read. Don't be long cause I'll be gone. We gon' rock and roll all night long. Cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we gonna rock, we gonna roll until tomorrow night.
Pick on thing that I'm gonna fix on me, baby. Oh, you better believe me. Come on, baby, gonna have a ball tonight. Well, now I saw my Uncle Johnny with a bonehead Sally when he saw him marry, come and buy that.
Little Liza Jane, I got a girl who's good to death. Oh, gotta take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, just had to dance. Started moving my feet, well, clapping my hands. Well, the joint started rocking, going round and round.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Couscous Restaurant congratulating Jacob Goff on his promotion to executive chef. Couscous offers seasonal Moroccan and Mediterranean menu, including falafel, lamb, chicken, and vegan dishes, plus desserts made in-house. Open for lunch Monday through Friday with dinner Monday through Saturday. For menu reservations or carryout, call 804-358-0868 or visit couscous900.com. Couscous 900 West Franklin Street in the Chesterfield Apartment Building. And do you really love movies? Originally founded in 1999, the James River Film Society is devoted to the art of film and film as art. JRFS supports independent media artists enthusiasts through regular public screenings, classes, workshops, and access to equipment, information, and resources, as well as their annual James River Festival. To learn more about the Society, upcoming events, and available resources, and how you can get involved, visit jamesriverfilm.org. I am Lightning's Girl, this is Cause and Effect, and tonight's all about how the character of Ziggy Stardust came to be. Behind me right now is 2001 Space Odyssey, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, another Kubrick film, and it's important to mention that one of Bowie's first major hits in 1969, influenced by Space Odyssey. It was also, the songs from this movie were played during his shows in 72 and 73. We heard a lot of early rock and roll, and I think it's important to mention that Bowie, who's now 65, growing up as a 50s kid, when he was 9, his dad brought home a great number of 50s rock and roll records, 45s for him to check out. And it kind of changed his life. They were raw and wild, and when he played them for friends, and they would just couldn't help themselves but to sort of dance wildly, it made them understand the power and sort of raw, sexy otherworldliness that is rock and roll. And so you heard Elvis Presley. You can't talk about early rock and sexually charged hips and not play Elvis. So we heard That's All Right. We heard Chuck Berry with Around and Around. And interestingly, there were actually two cover songs intended for the Ziggy Stardust album. And one of them was that Chuck Berry song. He had retitled it Round and Round. As well as that Jacques Brel song I opened up the set with. None of those two covers made it on. Rock and Roll Suicide was replaced the Jacques Brel cover. And then Starman replaced the Chuck Berry song. We heard Davy Jones with the King Bees from, I believe, 1964, a very young David Bowie. He actually had his first band at age 15. So just a little guy by the time he sort of followed in the mod footsteps and took a stab at sort of pop garage. Love that song, Liza Jane. He just looks absolutely darling as a mod, and it's fun to watch him go and sort of morph from that young character who ends up changing his name because the monkeys start taking off, and obviously there's a Davy Jones in the pop kingdom already, so he wasn't going to keep the same name. So we'll get a follow-up with that a little bit later. We heard Vince Taylor with Long Tall Sally, very important to David Bowie. Again, just a master at collecting all these things that are cool and inspiring to him and figuring out how to morph them all together to sort of take on some of those characteristics himself. And Vince Taylor was actually an American who came back to England and became sort of a British rockabilly superstar. And he lost his mind due to LSD, and he believed that he was Jesus and an alien being. And so that really, you know, that is great to a kid's imagination, that Bowie stored that away. And that was something that he would sort of start building the Ziggy Stardust character from. We heard Little Richard with Good Golly Miss Molly, Fats Domino first with I'm Ready, and then Little Richard's Good Golly Miss Molly. Another important thing to mention, because we have another sexually charged performer who also is dabbling in androgyny, something obviously David Bowie masters in just a few years' time. We heard Anthony Newley with What Kind of Fool Am I. He was an English actor, singer-songwriter, not only a famous crooner in his own right, but also wrote things like the Goldfinger soundtrack and co-wrote the Willy Wonka soundtrack. So some classic songs like the Candyman thrown in there. And then Jacques Brel with Amsterdam, and I've talked lots about how he and that song fits into the Ziggy Stardust story. So now we're going to go into some more of the early David Bowie personas. And another one of David Bowie, at this point, still Davy Jones, and The Lower Third, in 1965 released a song, and it was called Baby Loves That Way. So these are awesome, some great early David Bowie songs in this next set.
Baby loves that way.
Yes, he does.
Baby loves that way. said, I pity the fool. You'll know I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. She'll break your heart one day, and she'll laugh as she walks away. Yeah, I pity the fool. Well, look at the people. She'll laugh as you walk away. Well, I pity the fool. Well, look at the people. It's wonder what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool out of me. Now look at the people. That's a wonder what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool out of me.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and grey chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
Gnome office.
Oh, yes. Ha-ha-ha, I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me, said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
I'm getting
boy. Yeah, where do you come from?
No,
oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise? Ha ha ha, I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha ha ha, I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we're nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome. Now they're staying up the chimney, and we're living on caviar and honey, cos they're earning me lots of money writing comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course. Ha ha ha, hee hee hee, I'm a laughing gnome. Oh dear me, I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Hello, this is the Wurbitides. J. Tune in to The British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LP FM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
Hello, this is Lightning's Girl, and this is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about David Bowie's creation of the character Ziggy Stardust and the 40th anniversary of the release of this record. We just heard... this whole set cracks me up. Well, behind me is Feathers, and that was one of his... there was a string of like 10 different David Bowie, Davy Jones projects, and one of them was called Feathers, which was more of like a multimedia thing. They were very short-lived. They really dabbled more into the art lab group of 1969. And during this time period, he was studying with Lindsay Kemp in a mime troupe, and I'll talk about that again in just a little bit's time. We heard David Bowie with The Laughing Gnome, and that was actually released in 1967. Didn't do terribly well. It was inspired by Anthony Newley, who we had heard earlier on. It really didn't do very, very much. And actually, I should say that Anthony Newley wrote that Laughing Gnome song. But when Ziggy Stardust took off, the label figured out, wait, we could maybe make some money off this song. So they released it in 1973, and it became a pretty large hit. We heard the Mannish Boys with I Pity the Fool. This was the band David Bowie had after the King Bees in the mid-60s. And then the Lower Third with Baby Loves That Way. And as I mentioned earlier, David had been pretty much experimenting in various bands. Some say as young as 13, others say around 15 years old. But either way, really experimenting with sound and style from an incredibly young age. And I really love the fact that his coolness and his brazen ability to wear just about anything and look androgynous and gender bend didn't happen overnight. There are all sorts of really interesting things that he was sort of tucking away that he thought was cool as he was growing up. And then there are three things that I really can't play on air, but are important to mention in this creation of the Ziggy Stardust character. And that would be Lindsay Kemp, who was a British actor, dancer, mime artist, choreographer, and there's lots of conversations about their relationship beyond just teaching David how to mime and move his body in very theatrical ways on stage. Another important person to mention is Angela Barnett, who David met and married in 1969. She was just as excited to push David into superstardom with a Ziggy Stardust character. Was okay with him chopping off all of his hair, really redoing his image. She taking on a more masculine look, he looking more feminine, really pushing him to explore all boundaries of creativity. And another important piece of this puzzle is Kanzai Yamamoto, who helped create all of the Ziggy Stardust costumes for that tour. He was a Japanese fashion designer, and if you've ever seen any of David Bowie's costuming during this time period, there is clearly a kabuki kind of vibe to them. Just absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. And obviously the visuals to the songs that he wrote are almost equally as important. When people talk about the Ziggy Stardust character, you don't just think of the songs, you also can picture the visuals of what David Bowie looked like. So I thought it would be kind of important to share those things as well. So we're going to now kind of move into the record itself, which, as I mentioned earlier, came out 40 years ago this year. I should also kind of give a shout-out to who the Spiders from Mars were. You have Mick Ronson, and out of the three members who were backing him at the time, probably considered one of the most important because of his very spectacular, dynamic guitar playing style. And he was his own performer as well. He had some solo records. He'd also played, with so many different people, from Dylan to John Cougar and Morrissey. You have Trevor Boulder on bass, who was in Uriah Heep, The Rats, Witchbone Ash, and then on drums, from 70 to 73, you had Mick Woodmansey. So without further ado, let's talk a little bit about the Ziggy Stardust record, hear what this record's all about. I've recreated the record using the original versions of the songs, as well as people who have covered, or early demo versions by different artists, David Bowie or other names. So it's a real mishmash of the album, but you're going to hear a good chunk of the album as sort of filtered through a whole bunch of artists, including David. So let's kick things off with the first song off of this record, which would be 5 Years.
Square. So many mothers sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies, soft boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. Black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm is just there to the wheels of a Cadillac. Cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up at the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought
Stockholm vibe. 5 years, one of the life to save us, Logan, that hovers between the headstone and her eyes, for they penetrate her grieving. New love, a boy and girl are talking new words that only they can share.
quebrar o gelo. Quero acordar um sonho agora mesmo. Como a noite vai perder o fogo, vou chorar sem medo, vou lembrar do tempo e onde eu vi o mundo azul. Quebrar o gelo, quero acordar o sonho agora mesmo. Uma chance de tentar viver sem dor. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Eu vou sonhar sem medo, eu vou lembrar do tempo de onde eu vi o mundo azul estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O povo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Eu vou sonhar sem medo, eu vou lembrar do tempo de onde eu vi o mundo azul.
fall asleep at night as a rock and roll star. I could fall in love, all right, as a rock and roll star.
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning Skirl. This is Cause and Effect. All about David Bowie tonight. The temperature is still 90 degrees. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. I'm going to finish out just a couple more songs for this set, and then I'll come back on and tell you what you heard.
Get out of here.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. I haven't described yet how the name Ziggy Stardust came to be. And there are actually a couple of different rumors about Ziggy, but mainly it did come from and was definitely taken from inspiration of a tailor shop called Ziggy's that was in London that David Bowie passed on the train one day. It doesn't hurt to mention that he was also very friendly and a huge fan of Iggy Pop. So Ziggy is sort of, well, of course, if you know about the comic book character, it kind of removes the super mysterious tough guy cool that the letter Z could bring to the word Iggy. But in theory, the Z sound should be like a zippy version of Iggy Pop. And then there was also Twiggy, who was a friend of David Bowie's and appeared on the cover of Pinups with him, his album in 1973. Stardust came from that super wacky country and western singer, Norman Carl Odom, who went by the stage name Legendary Stardust Cowboy. And he was also on the Mercury label with David Bowie in 1969. Another thing that's worth mentioning, because the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars was a concept album. And what was that concept? And this is from David Bowie's words. Ziggy is a human manifestation of an alien being who is attempting to present humanity with a message of hope in the last 5 years of existence. Ziggy Stardust is the definitive rock star, sexually promiscuous, wild and drug intake, and with a message ultimately of peace and love. But he is destroyed by both his excess of drugs and sex, and by the fans he inspired. And it's sort of interesting to note that David Bowie, after the Ziggy Stardust rise and fall in touring and creating albums under that name and sort of character, he kind of went through a pretty similar meltdown himself that did involve a divorce down the line, dealing with substance abuse issues. He also dabbled in mentioning this earlier. One of the few people who very early on came out to say that they were a gay artist. And of course, we all know David had been married with a child when he made that announcement and then has gone on to marry another woman since. But bisexual or whatever he wants to define himself, he took it upon himself to make being something other than a straight dude cool. Now you hear people, obviously it's just the last week, lots of people have come out talking about being homosexual, and it's still new, so imagine what that news is like in the late 60s, early 70s. So behind me we have Kabuki Music. One last piece of the Ziggy Stardust puzzle is the Kabuki Theater, which is a very ancient, traditional Japanese theater, and where men also play female roles. And face painting, very, very, very pale skin with cake makeup. Of course, you know David Bowie is famous for that early on as well. And very specific stage moves. Another thing that David, after studying theater for a great deal of time and choreography, kind of really embraced those very stylistic body movements on stage as well. So for a live performance, it wasn't just about the songs. It was really about his costuming and creating a very theatrical experience on stage. So now we go on to the fact that he is kind of overnight practically a superstar. And unfortunately, to get to that point, he had some not low moments, but he needed, as he was building up the character, to make some money. So he sold some songs, one of which he ended up recording himself and becoming a hit down the line. But Peter Noon, who is the singer from the Herman Hermits, had the single first. David Bowie was given some money to basically license the song to him. And so Peter Noon recorded it first in, I believe, 1971. So we're going to start with that. And this whole set are songs that David Bowie either produced, co-wrote, or basically wrote and just handed over to help a band out. So we've moved on from just David Bowie stuff and the artists that he's helped inspire and touch.
Oh, you I need some breakfast and coffee. I look out my window, and what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All your nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? There's no room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written in all, by the puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Look at yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the Congress. The earth is a beast, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay.
You know, before I go into this kind of long set, I realized I didn't even tell you what you heard in the set before this one. Shame on me. Carson, my intern, is not with me this week, and apparently without her, I am disorganized. So quickly, we heard Ty Segall and Michael Cronin doing a version of Suffragette City, which is awesome. And it's on Castleface Records, presents Group Flex from 2011. We heard Bauhaus with their eighth single, which was a cover of Ziggy Stardust. Ron Davies with the original version, It Ain't Easy, which is what was covered by David Bowie for this album, or Ziggy Stardust. We heard, and a fun fact about him, I did not know that he was the son of Darby Allen Davies, and basically wrote for some other bands, including the Washington-based, Tacoma, Washington band, The Wailers. We heard Seu Zorze with Starman from the Life Aquatic soundtrack. He did all Portuguese versions in the movie Life Aquatic from 2004. Arnold Korn is a really interesting story. We heard the track Moon Age Daydream, and this was a band that David Bowie formed in 1971. And it was basically one of two test runs for the Ziggy Stardust character. He had created this band for Freddie Beretti, a.k.a. Rudy Valentino, who is a very attractive dress designer, 19-year-old. And apparently, Freddie looked great, but wasn't highly talented. So he'd created this band, and he got into the studio and couldn't actually record. So David Bowie ended up recording the vocals. And so there you have sort of an unusual version of Moon Age Daydream that appeared on the Ziggy Stardust album. We heard Mick Ronson doing his own version of Stone Love, interesting to hear, which is called Soul Love on the Bowie record. Interesting to hear the guitar player of this band doing his own version. Very, very cool twist on it. And then at the beginning, the first album that kicks off the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, 5 years. And, you know, I don't feel bad talking over a Velvet Underground track because, as we all know, we end up hearing the Velvet Underground almost every week on Cause and Effect because, seriously, they seem to have affected and inspired everyone ever to be in a band. So I'll finish out this track, and there's actually kind of an interesting story about why this particular song ended up in this set. But I'll finish out the rest of this rock set for you and then explain what you just heard.
We'll be right back. don't you holler, darling, don't you bawl and shout. I'm feeling good, you know I'm gonna work it on out. I'm feeling good, I feel so fine. Into tomorrow, but that's just another time. I'm waiting for my man. Walk it home.
Hiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head, even when she was hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Do 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo. Do 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 do.
Thank you. in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when he's stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the start from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get. Stones, we never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag! Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around, or is it in my head?
Carry the news. All the young dudes.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, family-owned and operated. Rostov's roasts coffee on-premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrement, and cups to go. Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rostovs.com. And RadioForAll.net is a vast online archive of podcasts, including those of many WRIR music programs, available without charge or membership to the general public. Radio for All is created by All Volunteers A Infos Radio Project. The project went online in 1997 by grassroots broadcasters, free radio journalists, and cyber activists to provide themselves with the means to share radio programs via the internet. Their goal remains to support and expand the movement of democratic communications worldwide. The project exists as an alternative to corporate and government media and to enable the expression of creativity, to access thousands of hours of audio content, or to support A Infos Radio Project, visit www.radioforall.net. And I should add that Cause and Effect has, I don't know, a couple years worth of shows up on that very site. I am Lightning Skrull. This is Cause and Effect, and tonight's all about the creation of the character Ziggy Stardust. We heard Iggy and Stooges with Shake Appeal, and that goes out to my sweetheart, Aldo. That's off of Raw Power, and I don't know how I never knew that David Bowie produced this album, but he did. And now that I hear it in that context, it makes total sense. I can absolutely hear it within that time frame. David Bowie and Iggy Pop have all sorts of really great stories together, including a stint in Berlin that sounds like they were up to no good, even though they were technically supposed to be both getting off substances during that time period together. They went on to work on some of Iggy's solo albums. They wrote China Girl together, the song Tonight, Sister Midnight, all of which, you know, Bowie had performed on later albums. So their relationship is long-standing. We heard Mott the Hoople with All the Young Dudes. And really, overnight, when David Bowie just blew up in popularity and became a superstar in the early 70s, Mott the Hoople were kind of about to break up and falling apart, and David Bowie stepped in at the height of his popularity and gave them the song, All the Young Dudes. He also produced the album and kind of took them from washed-up has-beens into the sort of leaders of the glam rock movement. We heard Lou Reed with Walk on the Wild Side from the album Transformer. And it should be mentioned that David Bowie produced this album in 1972. And I guess actually Mick Ronson helped co-produce the album with him. So kind of interesting that they, Lou Reed and David Bowie, have been long life friends, co-conspirators on various musical projects as well. The Velvet Underground with I'm Waiting for the Man. Important to play this particular song by the Velvet Underground because in one of David's last sort of test runs for the Ziggy Stardust character, he created a band called The Hype, which included Mick Ronson, who ended up in The Spiders from Mars. And in 1970, they did a bunch of covers. They dressed in crazy glam outfits, and it wasn't well received. They were basically booed off stage, but one of the songs they performed was I'm Waiting for the Man by The Velvet Underground. And at the beginning of the set was Peter Noon with David Bowie's Oh, You Pretty Thing. One of the most unemotional versions of that song. It's pretty interesting because the lyrics are quite complex. I can't remember if they're about Nietzsche in particular, but you would never know it from that sort of goofy pop take on it. So now we're going to talk about the records that came out in 1972, the same year as this classic album that is now celebrating its 40th anniversary. So we have Behind Me, Genesis with Timetable off of Foxtrot Rock. And then I'm going to go into Screaming Lord Sutch. Could have played Alice Cooper here, but I went with this one. I wanted something theatrical and sort of campy. And, you know, Screaming Lord Sutch is a great variation of that. And so we're going to hear lots of songs from this early, I'd call them peers to David Bowie's record. I'll give you a list on, I think there's one or two that are snuck in there that don't necessarily fall into that category, but sound-wise fit best in this section. So without further ado, Screaming Lord Sutch.
Yes. streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
he's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well that's a one big cat I just hate to fight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well it won't. The street, ever get him, it says your name, blah.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When she walks down the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well, he really catches up when the lights go down.
The Ripper,
at the time he starts his dirty shove around.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, if a girl in it says your name, blah.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, man, they'll get leather, yes.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
With the streets of London can never save.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, let's take my advice.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
And don't walk the streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, if the girl he meets says your name, blah, blah, blah.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
For something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
WRIR, I am Lightning's Girl. This is the last couple minutes of Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about Ziggy Stardust and how that character was created, and this last half an hour or so has been celebrating the music that came out 40 years ago alongside that record. All 1972 releases, except actually the one behind me is Bebop Deluxe. That's just a big follower of David Bowie and the Ziggy Stardust style. We heard Sweet with Teenage Rampage. We heard David Bowie with Hang On To Yourself from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. We heard Gary Glitter with The Gang, and it should be noted that David Bowie had a huge help in building the genre of music that is now considered glam. It's sort of questionable whether or not he's really the inventor. It's sort of a subconscious movement happening within England at that time, where there are quite a few bands like Gary Glitter, like Slade, like T-Rex, all doing the sort of glammed up, glittery platform boots, space age outfits. So I can't credit David Bowie for that entirely, but he was certainly one of the most famous of all the people doing it. So he brought that style to a lot more people, and in that aspect, he should be given a great deal of credit. We heard T-Rex with Rock On, The Slider, also came out that same year. Slade with Candidate off of Slade. Another 72 release. The Rolling Stones with Happy off Exile on Main Street. Should be also noted that there is rumors of an intimate relationship between Bowie and Mick Jagger, one that was sort of spread by David Bowie's first wife. But regardless, both exuberant frontmen on a stage, and skinny as all heck. And Screaming Lord Sutch with Jack the Ripper, another 1972 album. So I'm going to play just a couple more songs, and I can't remember if I think it's going to be Big Star next, and I'm not sure if I'm going to have time for Neil Young or Nick Drake, but all these people had fantastic records in 1972, so why not try to sneak them in while I can. Paul's Boutique is next, but we have a special host stepping in for Paul. We have Shannon Cleary, and he has a wonderful surprise musical guest this evening. And I won't spoil the surprise. I'll let Shannon tell you all about it, but you won't want to turn off your radio. Definitely stay tuned for Paul's Boutique and Shannon. I had a great time tonight. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Time. You sucked up, boy. watch you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
Men's clothing, call Paul's Boutique at Sir Jenny's. So the number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.